This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for October the 12th, 2017. Could I have a roll call, please?
Cummins?
Yep.
Falk?
Here.
Gallagher? Springer?
Here.
Molliger?
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It's the responsibility of the board to interpret special uses and variances as they apply to city ordinances. And every member has had an opportunity to view the site in question and usually comes prepared to vote on the issue at the meeting. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes of the September 14th meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Motion. Could you call the roll, Lisa?
Cummins?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Springer?
Yes.
Molliger?
Yes. We have two cases tonight. Item A has been deferred until the November 9th meeting. Case B is case 17-086 at 1609 State Street, C2 District, a request for a variance to reduce the required setback for a on-premise identification sign from 15 feet to 0 feet, submitted by Shive Hattery. Could I have a motion to, or would you, do you have a affidavit publication, John?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you all know, the site involves the City Hall site. Recently, Highway 67 has been reconfigured into the curvilinear configuration that you're seeing here. As a result of that, a remnant piece of property has become available out in front of City Hall. As a result of that, the city is going to be undertaking a rather extensive landscaping plan in front of City Hall, and as part of that plan, they would like to incorporate a identification sign for City Hall adjacent to the roadway. This is a close-up of the area that would show where the placement of the sign would be. If allowed, you can see that the sign would be aesthetically pleasing and complementary to the entire area down here. The sign measures approximately 65 square feet. Would have a attractive view at the night as well. And it will complement new signage that will be going on to the building at City Hall. Given the landscaping feature that will be placed in front of City Hall, we believe that this is a logical location for the sign. The only line of sight issue would be for vehicles that are leaving City Hall, and due to the curvilinear configuration of new Highway 67, there's plenty line of sight that will have no issue with the new placement of the sign. Should point out that there currently is a memorandum of understanding between the city and the state of Iowa that we will acquire this property. If you approve the request, we would ask that the approval be conditioned upon the city actually being given the land. I believe that summarizes the issue before you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there discussion among the board?
I guess the only question I would have for staff is just to reassure this body that this sign fits all our other ordinances completely, other than the question that's before us.
Yes, it would.
65 square feet.
65 square feet.
With all that.
As long as you approve the setback, it will meet all the specifications.
Any other questions? Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion to approve case number 17-086 in the a variance to reduce the setback for the signage.
Is there a second?
Second.
Can I ask to amend that to include the approval of the receipt of the land, or contingent on the
make it contingent upon that?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Cummins?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Springer?
Yes.
Molliger?
Yes. Case 17-086 at 1609 State Street has been approved. Case 17-087 at 3876 18th Street is a request for a variance to allow a 6-foot-high fence in the required front yard submitted by Yahya Albadari, if I pronounced that correct. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, board members, the site is located at the intersection of Kingsway Drive and 18th Street. To orient people in the who are viewing this, directly south of this location is Bettendorf High School. The applicant currently has a 4-foot-high fence that is encircling the rear yard and would like to replace that with a 6-foot-high fence. The graphic being displayed would show the approximate placement of that fence. Due to the fact that this is a corner lot and a portion of the fence is adjacent to 18th Street, a street frontage, it is considered to be within a front yard setback. If allowed, I believe this demonstrates that the fence would have absolutely no bearing on the line of sight for vehicles entering the intersection from Kingsway. Due to the curvilinear configuration of 18th Street, the line of sight will be totally unobstructed, and actually the fence will have nothing to do with the line of sight if you do so approve that. You've handled these very much on a case-by-case basis. As you were all aware, just north of this area here, between Crow Creek Road and 53rd Avenue adjacent to 18th Street, there's almost every yard there has a 6-foot-high fence adjacent to 18th Street. There are some more scattered throughout to the south of this location, but they have been judged on an individual basis. I believe that just summarizes. I know the applicant is here if you have any questions.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request?
Well, I request that
if you want to speak in opposition to it, sir, go back to the podium.
Then we can get it on the minutes.
Good evening, gentlemen. Maybe it's hard to understand my accent, but I'll try. I'll do my best. The reason I submit this this request is because of I have kids. So right now we cannot do any. Think that I cannot leave I don't feel comfortable to let them play us in this yard because you know this 4-foot high fence so they may can like if they play balls or something so it's jump through outside the fence so that's cause problem for them maybe if they try to chase the ball and be in the middle of the street. So for that reason, I mean, it's the priority for me is for my kids' safety and plus my security to secure my properties as well and for privacy as well. So this is the reason I submit the request.
You're speaking in favor of this request.
This is the applicant, Mr. Chairman.
Favor, yeah, yes. Favor. Yes, yes, please. Favor.
I yeah, wanted to be sure.
Sure.
Anything else, sir?
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything to do with that drainage area that creek goes through there, John? Is that a dead issue, or is that part of this area?
Could you explain to the board members how close this will be to the drainage area back there? If you could do that from the microphone, please.
When you say the drainage, are you talking to the creek? The
yeah
well. That's line I'll be like about between 5 to 10 foot to the edge of that creek, so I'll be that far from the creek.
So on my graphic that I just made for this presentation, that's approximately 15 feet back from the property line. That would coincide with what he's saying.
Oh, it's back from the property line.
Yes, sir.
Not on the property line.
The okay. Black line in this display is the property line, and then the yellow would represent the fence.
Okay. Okay.
It appears that it would be completely out of the drainage way.
And there is also currently a fence 6 foot to the south of this property.
That's correct.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Any other questions from anyone for the gentleman? Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Is there a motion?
I would make a motion to approve case number 17-087 for the variance to allow a 6 foot high fence in the required front yard.
I'll second.
Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Clements?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Hollager?
Yes. Case 17-087 at 3876 18th Street has been approved.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
You still need to get a building permit before you put it up.
Sure.
Thank you, Rick.
Today?
No, not today. When you're ready to put it up.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We're adjourned. Thank you.